Lunasa is a traditional Gaelic holiday celebrated on the 1st of August in the Northern Hemisphere. It originated as a harvest festival, corresponding to the Welsh Calan Aust and the English Lammas. The word Nasa means a feast, fair, assembly or celebration, but is unstressed when used as a suffix on Lunasa. In Irish mythology, the Lunasa festival is said to have been begun by the god Lu as a funeral feast and sporting competition in commemoration of his foster mother, Tailtayu, who died of exhaustion after clearing the plains of Ireland for agriculture. The first location of the gathering was at Tailtin, between Navan and Kells. Historically, this was a time for contests of strength and skill, and a favoured time for contracting marriages and winter lodgings. A peace was declared at the festival, and religious celebrations were held. The festival survived as the Tailtin Fair, and was revived for a period in the 20th century as the Telltown Games. A similar Lunasa festival was held at Carman, whose exact location is under dispute. Carman is also believed to have been a goddess of the Celts, perhaps one with a similar tale as Tailtayu. In 1962, the Festival of Lunasa, a study of Lunasa by folklorist Mary McNeill, was published. McNeill drew on medieval writings and on surveys and studies from throughout Ireland and Britain. Her conclusion was that the evidence testified to an ancient Celtic festival on the 1st of August that involved the following: a solemn cutting of the first of the corn, of which an offering would be made up to the deity by bringing it up to a high place and burying it; a meal of the new food of bilberries, of which everyone must partake; a sacrifice of a sacred bull; a feast of its flesh, with some ceremony involving its hide and its replacement by a young bull; a ritual dance play, perhaps telling of a struggle for a goddess and a ritual fight; an installation of a head on top of the hill and a triumphing over it by an actor impersonating Lu; another play representing the confinement by Lu of the monster blight or famine; a three-day celebration presided over by the brilliant young god or his human representative; finally, a ceremony indicating that the interregnum was over, and the chief god in his right place again. Lunasa celebrations were commonly held on hilltops. Traditionally, people would climb hills on Lunasa to gather bilberries, which were eaten on the spot or saved to make pies and wine. It is thought that Reek Sunday, the yearly pilgrimage to the top of Croagh Patrick in County Mayo in late July, was originally a Lunasa ritual, as with the other Gaelic seasonal festivals Imbolc, Beltane and Samhain. The celebrations involved a great feast. In the Scottish Highlands, people made a special cake called Lunastain, which is also called Luinian, when given to a man, or Luineag, when given to a woman. This may have originated as an offering to the gods. Another custom that Lunasa shared with the other Gaelic festivals was the lighting of bonfires and visiting of holy wells. The ashes from Lunasa bonfires would be used to bless fields, cattle and people. Visitors to holy wells would pray for health while walking sunwise around the well. They would then leave offerings, typically coins or clouties. And in Gaelic Ireland, Lunasa was also a favoured time for hand fastings, trial marriages that would generally last a year and a day, with the option of the ending of the contract before the new year, or formalising it as a lasting marriage. In Ireland, some people continue to celebrate the holiday with bonfires and dancing. The Catholic Church in Ireland has established the ritual of blessing fields on this day. In the Irish diaspora, survivals of the Lunasa festivities we are often seen by some families still choosing August as the traditional time for family reunions and parties, though due to modern work schedules, these events have sometimes been moved to adjacent secular holidays, such as the 4th of July in the United States.